A very good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. It is Saturday, the 5th of March, and at the time that I'm recording this is 1:20, probably be up on the web at about 1:40, 1:50, something like that. That's UK time, of course. I'm out at Henley's roundabout at the moment, having dropped off at Terminal 4 Heathrow. Got BBC News on my little Garmin sat-nav. What a blessing that is. I mention it every time now, but it's fabulous. Just listening to a spokesman from UKIP, the United Kingdom Independence Party, saying they're going to go mainstream. Well, I don't know about that. But they're very positive at the moment, following their strong Barnsley result. Well, what shall I chat about today? I was thinking about bus lanes. Contentious subject, because majority of bus lanes in London, they are part-time, majority. Sort of, I don't know, 7 till 10 in the morning, or 4 till 7 in the afternoon, or both. Obviously, there are full-time ones as well, dotted around London. Bit of a nuisance, but why can't private hire minicab drivers use them? Well, I suppose it goes back to the origins of unlicensed minicabs in London, because of course those years ago you couldn't identify minicabs from a normal vehicle, so of course you couldn't allow minicabs in London to use bus lanes. Wasn't viable. Whereas everywhere else in the UK, where when buses were allowed, when bus lanes were created for buses predominantly, every authority, without exception, I'll be prepared to be proven wrong on this if there's anybody out listening to this, but as far as I know, every bus lane except in London can be used by both taxis and private hire vehicles. And it goes back to the regulatory situation, I believe, because the private hire vehicles outside of London have been licensed in exactly the same way. In fact, the majority, as I understand it, have to do the knowledge. Certainly in Brighton, where I have quite a good knowledge of, you know, you've got to do the same knowledge and then you choose the route that you want to go. You can pay 30 grand to buy a Hackney plate. That's the price in Brighton, last time I looked. Or you can become a private hire driver where you don't pay anything, just, you know, do the pre-books as private hire drivers do in London. But the difference is that down there, private hire vehicles and taxis can both use the bus lanes. And that is the same, as far as I know, throughout the country. There is no differentiation between taxis and private hire. And now we have a regulated private hire industry in London, there is really no reason, because the vehicles can be identified as such, as private hire vehicles, there is no reason whatsoever why private hire vehicles, minicabs, scabs, call them what you like, are not allowed to use the bus lanes. Or are allowed to use. There is no reason why they shouldn't be allowed to use the bus lanes. That's really what I'm trying to say. There's no reason why they shouldn't be allowed to use the bus lanes, because they're providing a very, very similar service to the Hackneys. And precedent outside of London, well, it's there. It's there. Every other authority. In fact, the funny thing is that this vehicle is clearly identified as a private hire vehicle with the TfL emblem on, saying private hire, pre-booked only. And I can drive in bus lanes with this vehicle everywhere apart from the area that I'm predominantly working, which is London. Isn't that a crazy situation? I can drive in bus lanes, and I regularly do when I'm in Brighton. I go along Western Road, which is taxis and buses only. I go along the main route out of Brighton, which has a bus lane, and I've never got a ticket. Never have, never will. So there we go, case in point. Coming up to 4.5 minutes, so that's all I can say today. Just really a message to Boris Johnson. He's a follower of Cab for Now on Twitter. Hopefully he'll listen to this. You know, let's get private hire vehicles licensed so they can use the buses, the bus lanes. Okay? Thanks, Boris. That's my Christmas wish. You've got 9 months to sort it out, sir. Thank you so much. You have a great day. Stay safe and warm wherever you are. Ta-ta for now. Bye-bye.